T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Currently 45 degrees in Kenner, 38 degrees in Houma, where they're still struggling to fix up everything from Hurricane Ida, 44 in Slidell, and 46 here in Belchase. Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan joins us now to talk about insurance rates and homeowners and hurricane and deductible and everything else. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine, Tommy, and I agree. That is next Wednesday.
It is next Wednesday. Okay, because you know there is a controversy over that sometimes.
Oh, yes. Lifelong. Let
me talk about, and I'm reading a story here, and we've all been through it, Jim, and I'm sure you've been through it yourself, where whether it's car insurance or homeowners or whatever, it's like, ooh, I paid for this, but I hate to make a claim because if I actually use the insurance I paid for, my rates are going to go up. That would seem on the surface a flawed model, doesn't it?
It is, and it's not a problem. It's a problem because people don't know it's not a problem. But the legislature years ago passed a law that prohibits the use of catastrophe-related claims from being used to increase your premium, decrease your coverage, or in any way prejudice you in your insurance coverage and cost as a result of hurricane claims or, for that matter, anything categorized as a catastrophe event.
What about car insurance? And we're going to go a little bit off the topic here a little bit. But if you look at it, you know, somebody hits your car when it's parked, it's not your fault. What does the law say? Can they raise your rates if you make a claim? Is it so many per year? And is, I guess that's different than if you actually have the accident and you're at fault, then they can raise the rates?
Positively. And similarly, years ago, the legislature passed a law, I think it's probably prevalent in all 50 states, that not-at-fault accidents cannot be used to increase your premium cost, your cost of auto insurance. So folks are still under the misimpression and misunderstanding. That's why I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to address these issues with your audience, because it's never at the top. What are premiums going to go up by next year? Or, how do I process my claim? Or how do I get my adjuster out? Those are immediate and in-your-face issues on a daily basis. But these back-of-the-radar, if you will, or off-the-radar issues seldom get focused upon. And I'm happy to be able to share this comforting advice and information with your audience. Not-at-fault accidents can't be used, and catastrophe claims can't be used for homeowners or auto insurance premium adjustments, increases is what I mean by that.
So in those instances, you do not have to be afraid to make a claim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, having said that, when it's a close call or a debated issue of liability, your company can settle the case and make a partial payment in order to get rid of it because of our high cost of litigation in our state. And when they do that, that becomes an at-fault accident. Doesn't matter if you're 25% at fault or 75% at fault.
Well, hang on a minute. Say that part again.
If your company, if there's a dispute at an intersectional collision, who had the red light, my light was yellow, yada yada, your company settles the claim, the claim filed by the other party, for 25% of the at fault being attributed to you, and 75% to the other driver. But the other driver is uninsured or minimally insured. It's not a factor. your insurance is solvent and available. And they settle the claim, admitting, quote unquote, to 25% of the liability. That's an at-fault accident. You don't have to be over 50% in order to be held at fault for the claim.
So even though you admit no liability, even though you if you tell the insurance company it was not your fault, and the insurance company decides that it's cheaper to settle than to litigate, then they will assign liability to you whether it was your fault or not. And of course, that, you know, there's a lot of gray area there, but and your premiums will go up because the insurance company decide to settle rather than litigate. Is that
happens
accurate?
Every day. I hear about that probably once a week from an unhappy consumer.
Wow. Let me pick it up here. We come back, Jim. That's the corollary to the good news about it not counting. So what is basically, if the law enforcement people decide not to decide who's at fault, the insurance companies get together, and even though they may have a pretty good case that you were in the right, you're going to get charged with the accident and some degree of liability because it's cheaper for them to settle than to litigate. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
That's incredible. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. 722, traffic now, WWL. 26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jim Donlin, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, about homeowners' rates going up as a result of hurricane claims. Let me read this, Jim, and it's a disjuncted text, but hopefully I'll be able to put it together. So let me see if I understand this. Your homeowner rates can't go up if you make a claim resulting from a storm, but your rates can go up across the board if a whole group of other people make claims and you don't. Is this correct? Because if that's the case, it makes absolutely zero sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry that the editor to the letter the other day made that same point, but it would make no sense to do what the writer and the texter is saying, and that is because one person makes a claim, an insurance company can never make a rate filing for a rate increase, which is being driven by factors on a statewide basis. On an individual basis, the law protects you, just as it does by saying they can't use a not-at-fault accident in order to raise your rates against you, as they can for at-fault accidents. The protection given to an individual doesn't handcuff the companies doing business in any state, and I think these protections are pretty common. I haven't done the research on a nationwide basis, but they've been on the books in Louisiana for years and years, working just that way.
So when it comes to rates going up, you know, I get texts often, what's the insurance commissioner doing? Why do you let them raise their rates? What can your office do, Jim, in terms of rates? And talk, if you will, about the balance between, well, if you don't work with the insurance companies, they can walk away, and then you got to find somebody to come in and write, and you may wind up as a ratepayer paying more.
Absolutely. And that played out big time after the events of 04 and 05. Four hurricanes making landfall in Florida the year before Katrina and Rita devastated Louisiana. And the legislature over there went into session under a new governor, Charlie Crist, and did things that really chased the industry out of the state of Florida. And they left in droves and were left with Florida citizens as the primary choice for homeowners insurance in the state of Florida. They've been trying to fix that ever since. There's no question about it. We can overregulate. Only a third of the states even have prior approval rate authority, like Florida, like us, like California, and other states. And frankly, I support it. It is necessary in order to prevent abusive practices from taking place. And if we had more time, I'd cite the EquiCat experience I had with State Farm and the price optimization experience I had with Allstate. But to overregulate, to politically regulate, would be to chase companies out of our market as they did in Florida and harm everybody across the state. That's not smart. It's politically smart, but it's not smart from a availability and affordability point of view. That is my obligation as insurance regulator for Louisiana.
Jim, it's never enough time. I hope you come back soon, okay? You can talk about
Anytime.
That story. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. You bet. Jim Donlin, Louisiana Insurance. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.